Hi. This podcast is the fifth and last part of AWS interview questions. Let's get started. Question 81. What are the advantages of EC2 autoscaling? Answer. EC2 autoscaling provides the following benefits. Automatic replacement of unhealthy instances in the infrastructure to maintain application availability. Provisioning the right amount of compute capacity based on predictive scaling, ensuring optimal performance. Scaling instances based on demand, enabling cost optimization by only provisioning instances when needed. Question 82. What are throughput-optimized HDD and cold HDD volume types? Answer. Throughput-optimized HDD volumes and cold HDD volumes are both magnetic storage types in Amazon EC2. Throughput-optimized HDD volumes are designed for workloads with frequent access to large, sequential datasets, providing high throughput performance. Cold HDD volumes are cost-effective storage options for workloads with infrequent access to large, sequential datasets. Question 83. What are the uses of load balancers in Amazon LightSail? Answer. Load balancers in Amazon LightSail serve the following purposes. They automatically distribute web traffic across multiple instances to handle traffic variations and ensure seamless application usage. By using round-robin algorithms, load balancers direct traffic only to healthy instances, improving overall application availability. Load balancers in Amazon LightSail support both HTTP and HTTPS connections and provide integrated certificate management for free SSL, TLS certificates. Question 84. What is an Amazon LightSail instance plan? Answer. An Amazon LightSail instance plan provides customers with a virtual private server, VPS, along with allocated RAM, CPUs, SSD-based storage, and data transfer allowances. It also includes static IP addresses and DNS management for domain zones. The instance plan offers a cost-effective alternative as customers only pay for the resources they require. Question 85. What are DNS records in Amazon LightSail? Answer. DNS records in Amazon LightSail are used to associate human-readable domain names with public IP addresses of LightSail instances. When users type domain names in web browsers, Amazon LightSail translates these domain names into IP addresses of the desired instances, enabling easy access to the instances. Question 86. What is AWS Copilot CLI? Answer. AWS Copilot CLI, short for Copilot Command Line Interface, is a tool that helps users deploy and manage containerized applications. It automates various steps in the deployment lifecycle, including pushing. Question 87. What are the distinctions between Amazon Beanstalk and Amazon ECS? Answer. Amazon Beanstalk efficiently deploys and scales web applications and services, automating tasks such as provisioning, deployment, and health monitoring to alleviate developer burdens. On the other hand, Amazon ECS is a container management service that enables rapid deployment, management, and scalability of containerized applications, offering fine-grained control over the applications. Question 88. What is an AWS Lambda function? Answer. An AWS Lambda function refers to the code that is executed on AWS Lambda. This code is uploaded as a Lambda function, containing configuration details such as name, description, entry point, and resource requirements. Lambda functions are stateless and can include libraries. Question 89. How do AWS Lambda and Amazon ECS differ? Answer. AWS Lambda is a serverless, event-driven computing service that allows running code without the need to provision or manage servers, as the server management is handled by Amazon. In contrast, Amazon ECS is a container service that supports running code in containers and can accommodate any programming language. While Lambda is ideal for running quick and simple functions, ECS can handle more extensive and complex codebases. Lambda scales automatically, while ECS container service requires manual management of servers and infrastructure based on demand. Question 90. How does AWS Lambda ensure integrated security control? Answer. AWS Lambda integrates with AWS IAM, allowing secure access to Lambda functions by other AWS services. By default, Lambda functions run in Amazon VPC, ensuring that access is restricted to the VPC. Additional security can be configured by leveraging custom security groups and network access control lists for secure AWS Lambda resource access. Question 91. Which platform branches support Graviton instances on AWS Elastic Beanstalk? Answer. Graviton instances on AWS Elastic Beanstalk are supported by the following platform branches. Docker running on 64-bit Amazon Linux 2. Node.js 14 running on 64-bit Amazon Linux 2. Node.js 12 running on 64-bit Amazon Linux 2. Python 3.8 running on 64-bit Amazon Linux 2. Python 3.7 running on 64-bit Amazon Linux 2. Question 92. What is EFS Intelligent Tiering? Answer. EFS Intelligent Tiering is a feature provided by Amazon Elastic File System, EFS, that monitors access patterns in workloads. Based on a lifecycle policy, it identifies files that are infrequently accessed and move them from performance-optimized storage classes to cost-optimized storage classes, resulting in significant cost savings. If the access patterns change and the files are accessed again, EFS lifecycle management moves them back to the performance-optimized storage classes. Question 93. What are Amazon EBS snapshots? Answer. Amazon EBS snapshots are point-in-time copies of data that enable disaster recovery, data migration, and backup compliance. These snapshots protect block storage, including EBS volumes, boot volumes, and on-premises block data. Question 94. How do backup and disaster recovery differ? Answer. Backup involves creating copies of data either locally or in a remote location, allowing access to the data when needed. Backup is useful for retrieving damaged or lost files. On the other hand, disaster recovery involves recovering applications, data, and resources in the event of an outage. It ensures business continuity by moving to redundant servers and storage systems until the source applications and data are restored. Question 95. What is the purpose of DynamoDB Accelerator? Answer. DynamoDB Accelerator is a fully managed in-memory cache that significantly improves data access performance, achieving up to 10 times faster data retrieval. It allows accessing data within microseconds and handles millions of requests per second, leading to lower operational costs. Question 96. How does Amazon ElastiCache function? Answer. Amazon ElastiCache is a fully managed, in-memory cache that serves as a fast in-memory data store. It acts as a database, cache, message broker, and queue, supporting real-time use cases. ElastiCache is suitable for real-time transactions, business intelligence tools, session stores, gaming leaderboards, and more. Question 97. What is the relationship between Amazon Neptune and RDS permissions? Answer. Amazon Neptune is a high-performance graph database engine. It shares technologies with Amazon RDS, including instance lifecycle management, encryption at rest with Amazon KMS keys, and security group management. Question 98. How does Amazon CloudFront accelerate content delivery? Answer. Amazon CloudFront accelerates content delivery through its global network infrastructure, which consists of 300-plus points of presence, POPs. This network optimizes content delivery using edge termination, WebSockets, built-in data compression, edge compute capabilities, and field-level encryption, resulting in fast content delivery within milliseconds. The latency-based routing feature of Amazon Route 53 improves the performance of applications on a global scale. By utilizing edge locations worldwide, Route 53 efficiently routes end users to Amazon regions. Applications can be run on various Amazon regions, allowing for effective routing with low latency. Question 100. How does AWS Network Firewall protect a VPC? Answer. AWS Network Firewall protects a virtual private cloud, VPC, by acting as a stateful firewall that prevents unauthorized access. It tracks connections and identifies protocols to block any vulnerabilities through active flow inspection. The service also offers web filtering to prevent access to known malicious URLs. Thank you for listening to our podcast.